The capybara. It was a regular day in the second week in school. Gregory, Alexandra, and Edward were chatting in class about the upcoming school sleepover, when the teacher walked in and started talking about the sleepover the next night. The teacher had mentioned that they had to wear full orange pajamas for the sleepover so they can easily be seen. The next day, they were informed where they would be sleeping and where food would be served, and the students were helping each other set the school. They were in the cafeteria when they heard a loud scream coming from the bathroom. A teacher went to investigate but never came back, but nobody thought much of it. They were walking out to the field, doing a drill to make sure nothing goes wrong with the sleepover, when they saw a pair of eyes ominously in the dark just staring onwards. They didn't know if their eyes were just playing tricks on them. The capybara arises. There was an old man outside the school. His name was Gregort. He ran a burger stand called Gregort's Burgers. Little Timmy would often play with Gregort, but one day Gregort had spilled some ketchup behind his stand and there was a big trash bag. That day Timmy got sick and didn't come back to school again. Gregort always had his pet capybara with him. Back with the kids, they had finished all the drills and were picked up to go get what they needed for the sleepover. They arrived back at the school in a few hours and laid out their beds in their dorms. The teacher called them to go eat dinner. The incident, who remains, they ate their dinner and started heading to the events for the night. Suzanne went to the bathroom and Emily followed, but neither returned. They spotted Gregort's capybara near the bathroom where Suzanne went missing, but they thought it was a little suspicious, but they held off their suspicions. The students started to get more paranoid that people were going missing, so they went in pairs now. One by one by one by one, each group was picked off, no trace to be found. The minute they turned around, they were gone, just gone. As the night wore on, the remaining students grew more and more anxious. They tried to focus on the activities, but their minds kept wandering back to the missing friends. Emily's brother, James, decided to take matters into his own hands. He gathered a small group of trusted friends, including Gregory, Alexandra, and Edward, to investigate the disappearances. Their first lead was the capybara. They remembered seeing it near the bathroom where Suzanne went missing. They decided to follow the capybara, hoping it might lead them to the missing students. The capybara led them on a wild goose chase, darting in and out of classrooms and corridors. Finally, it stopped in front of a door they had never seen before. The door was hidden behind a tapestry, and it looked like it hadn't been opened in years. James hesitated for a moment, then pushed the door open. Inside, they found a narrow stairway leading down into darkness. The capybara scurried down the stairs, and the group followed, their hearts pounding in their chests. As they reached the bottom of the stairs, they found themselves in a dimly lit room filled with strange and ominous objects. There was a large, ancient-looking book on a pedestal, surrounded by candles and strange symbols. In the corner, they saw a figure huddled in a chair, its back to them. "Who's there?" James called out, trying to sound brave. The figure slowly turned around, revealing a twisted, sinister grin. It was Gregort, the old man from the burger stand. But something was terribly wrong. His eyes were black as coal, and his skin was deathly pale. "Welcome, my dear students," Gregort said in a voice that sent shivers down their spines. "I've been waiting for you. You see, I've been searching for the perfect ingredients for my burgers, and I think I've finally found them." The group gasped in horror as they realized what Gregort had been doing with the missing students. The capybara, it seemed, was more than just a pet. It was a lure, a trap to bring victims to Gregort's twisted lair. Now, the group must work together to escape Gregort's clutches and put an end to his sinister plans. But as they turned to run, they realized that the door behind them was gone, replaced by a solid wall. They were trapped. Panic set in as the group frantically searched for a way out, but the walls were solid, and the stairs they came down were now gone. They were trapped in Gregort's lair, with no escape in sight. Gregort cackled maniacally, clearly enjoying their distress. "You shouldn't have come here," he taunted. "Now, you'll be the main course in my next burger special." The group knew they had to think fast. James spotted the ancient-looking book on the pedestal and had an idea. "Guys, look at that book. Maybe it holds some kind of secret to getting out of here." Alexandria, being the bookworm, cautiously approached the pedestal and opened the book. As she flipped through its yellowed pages, strange symbols began to glow, illuminating a hidden door behind Gregor's chair. "Quick, let's go," Edward shouted, already sprinting towards the door. The group followed, with Gregor's maniacal laughter echoing behind them. They burst through the door, finding themselves in a narrow, winding tunnel. The capybara scurried ahead, leading the way. As they emerged from the tunnel, they found themselves back in the school's familiar corridors. But something was off. The hallways were eerily quiet, and the classrooms were dark and deserted. Suddenly, the lights flickered, and a voice boomed over the intercom. "Welcome, students, to the real sleepover. You'll never leave this school alive." The group knew they had to keep moving. They had to find a way to stop Gregort and escape the school before it was too late. But as they turned a corner, they saw a horde of mindless, zombie-like students shambling towards them. The group knew they had to act fast. They couldn't fight off the zombie-like students on their own, but they had to try. James remembered the ancient book they found in Gregort's lair and pulled it out of his backpack. He flipped through the pages, searching for any clues or spells that could help them. As he turned the pages, the symbols began to glow again, and a powerful energy emanated from the book. The group felt a surge of strength and courage, and they charged forward, ready to face the horde. But just as they were about to clash, the capybara appeared out of nowhere, its eyes glowing with an otherworldly light. It let out a strange, high-pitched squeak, and the zombie-like students froze in their tracks. The capybara began to move towards Gregort's burger stand, and the group followed, sensing that this was their chance to put an end to the sinister plans. As they approached the stand, they saw Gregort himself, his eyes black as coal, his skin deathly pale. "You fools," he cackled. "You think you can defeat me? I have the power of the Ancient Ones on my side." But the capybara was not to be underestimated. With a fierce determination, it charged at Gregort, knocking him to the ground. The group followed, pinning him down and tearing off his twisted, sinister grin. As they stood victorious, the zombie-like students began to return to normal, confused and disoriented. The group helped them up, and together, they burned down Gregort's burger stand, ending the dark magic that had consumed the school. The capybara, now a hero, scurried off into the night, its mission accomplished. The group, now bonded by their shared experience, vowed to never forget the night they fought against the forces of darkness.
Credits to Johnny, Shayla, and Reeve.